Hello everyone, thanks for coming to listen to my presentation. I know it's lunchtime, but I'm happy that all of you made it here. And I'll try to do my best talking about water storage and preferential flow in soil covers with abrupt and gradual textural transitions. Natural soils are mostly multi-layered, and that's why even coarse soils like sand has sufficient amount of water to support rich vegetation, like the one shown on the picture from Key Lake, northern Saskatchewan, Canada, jack pine forest growing on sandy till. Mining operations lead to destruction of natural layering. And when land needs to be reclaimed, the question is how to improve water storage of sandy soil and return previously existing biological productivity of the site. One way to resolve this question is to create soil cover system, which basically represents a capping material placed over waste rocks with the purpose of reclaiming them. The important feature of soil cover that it allows to utilize available on the site soil, because only soil which is natural to the site is capable to create recreate water regime that existed before the disturbance and thereby return previously existing productivity of the site. There are many different designs of soil covers, but basically they can be singled and multi-layered. The example of a single layer cover is shown on pictures here. Again, Key Lake, Saskatchewan. It's a 1 meter of sandy till placed over compacted waste rocks. However, it is unlikely that any single layer will meet all the design criteria. And when the purpose of the cover is to store maximum amount of water in the upper layer, make it available for plants, and also prevent contact of surface waters with contaminated waste rocks, final over course layered soil cover seems to be a better option. Until now, clay type soils have been extensively used as the final layer for such type of covers. However, such a fine soil may not be always available on site, and the transportation from elsewhere can be very cost prohibitive. So what to do in this case? And in this situation, layered cover still can be created from just sand soil, just from single texture. For example, poorly sorted natural sand with the following granulometric composition has a fine, very fine, and medium coarse, very coarse fractions in almost equal proportions that can be separated by sieving into finer and coarser layers. We know that water storage of layered soil systems is higher than of non-layered. However, to accurately assess the increase in water storage, it is important to take all the most important factors that can be influencing under field conditions into account. And one of such factors is layer interface. It is rarely sharp in nature, but mostly it represents a gradual textural transition between finer layer, so the as we descending from finer to coarser layer, the fraction of finer soil gradually decreases. Another factor to take into account is preferential flow, because finer the coarse covers are susceptible to it. And preferential flow paths may conduct big amount of water, which may lead to considerable reduction of water storage of the cover. So as we can see, there are many factors that influence layered covers, but not that much affect non-layered. And when all these factors are taken into account, the question is, how much is the increase in water storage of the layered final over course of covers compared to non-layered ones? And in order to answer these questions, infiltration experiments have been conducted on non-layered and layered covers. 1.5 centimeter of water or dye, depending on water content, was applied as the instantaneous bonding and allowed to redistribute for 2 days to get unsaturated conditions. The experiment was conducted under two water contents, air dried and field capacity. And the bottom of the column under air dried conditions was open to the atmosphere. Minus 25 centimeters of pressure head was maintained at the bottom of the cover at field capacity. Experiments were conducted in the slab chamber, 2 centimeters thick and 1 meter tall. The column is equipped with tensiometers that provide invaluable data on matrix potential that can later be used for stability analysis, especially if some preferential flow is detected. And at the end of each experiment, columns were sampled to determine gravimetric water content. And as the results shows, water storage of the cover with abrupt textural transition is approximately 5.5 centimeters higher than that of single-layered cover. The water storage of the cover with gradual transition is, as could be expected, a little less than of the cover with abrupt transition. However, it is still considerably higher than the water storage of non-layered cover. But they are all statistically significantly different. And the water content profile shows, of course, the maximum water content increase in the final layer, and the decrease at the layer interface is more gradual in the cover with gradual textural transition. The basin front was very homogeneous, sharp in the single-layered cover throughout the whole experiment. After crossing interface in the cover with long textural transition, it became a little bit wavy, not as stable as in single layer, but still no instabilities observed. And I'm sorry, I too lately noticed that this video won't start, but it was supposed to show just the growth of instability, pretty much like here, but a little bit more looking kind of like a big finger. So, and as pressure gradient data showed, the pressure gradient increases downward, which according to instability criteria by Philip means that wet in front is unstable. at the high water content, Western Front developed a kind of wavy pattern already at the beginning of the profile, and this pattern persisted in the whole final layer. This experiment is still in progress, but I think that probably those small instabilities will be merged together at the interface because of the high water content and little textural difference between layers. So with that, I just want to emphasize again that water storage of any layer cover was considerably higher than of non-layered cover. And if we compare these two natural coarse layer soils, the water storage would be in them like between 12 and 15 centimeters per meter. And as we saw in my Kalman's covers, it is between 13 and 14.5 centimeters per meter. So that means, I guess, that the soil cover created from the seperates of the same soil indeed can recreate that water regime and return site to pre-development state, which is, I guess, is the ultimate goal of any reclamation. Yeah, and just I expect to do more work on the four-layered covers, same type of experiments. And with that, I want to thank Soil Physics Group for support. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, we have a couple of minutes for questions before you raise your hands. If anyone is going for the CEU credits, you have to sign in here later. So let's have some questions.
Yeah.
In the picture you showed with the three cases, and you can see the wedding front in there, were those all representative at the same time after infiltration? Yeah, this one.
Oh, this
is that a snapshot all at the same time after infiltration? So that I'm thinking about how this one with the gradual transition, it looks like it proceeds faster than the single layer.
Oh, no, sorry. It's because actually I wanted to initially to show the video. That's why I didn't try to match time. What I wanted to show on these pictures is just that after crossing 50 centimeters interface, how wetting front changes, because we know that usually fingers develop after the crossing the interface. And just here, it was supposed to show how that kind of wave, like a little bit wavy wetting front, grows, how it proceeds. Yeah, but in general, they were pretty stable. I didn't see any well-developed finger.